This is cliffcentral.com.
Onthou jy 'n ruk gelede? Dit was ek was jy toe Michael Otten nie was?
Nee.
O,
wie sê?
Okay, Michael Otten is van die pet insurance.
O nee, ek was hier nie.
Was jy nie hier nie?
Ja.
Okay, well today we're going to talk to Sven, who is also from One Plan, but he's going to talk about health. But Sven, first I must meet you. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hi, everyone.
Hello. Yourself.
No, no, fantastic. Can I'm so flippin' excited to be here.
Thank you. Can you see we are going today? Hey, we're dancing
Did
already?
You see me dancing?
No.
No.
Damn it.
Yeah, I was just behind the...
Next time... Sven, so I discussed this with Michael last time, and I don't know whether he felt I was too intimate with him, that he doesn't want to return, but I'm glad that he sent you.
We tagged him.
Good. And I discussed the pet insurance, and I said, but you got health as well. And I say, yeah, I could tell health plan work. But I don't know whether... Oh, we'll get you some. Can we get some water? Tell me about the health... there's a difference between insurance and policies and cock. Please, I'm dumb.
So I think the easiest way to explain it, say we are a health insurer. We are not a medical aid, which enables us to be far cheaper than anyone else in the market. But what's important is we underscore health insurance with technology, innovation and technology. And the way we do that is we have an app, so you can load a claim via the app, and we effectively pre-fund an amount onto a card, a transactional card, that you can then use at any doctor that you want to go to as a cash-paying client. So the whole philosophy about what we try and do is we're trying to demystify insurance, because insurance is cuck boring. And quite frankly, the younger generation that comes through the ranks doesn't really care about health insurance. They don't care about insurance generally.
Yeah.
So what we try and do is give them technology and innovation in order to make it easier to claim. And in that way, we're trying to empower people to use health insurance and also understand health insurance. Why is it important? Why is it so important that you are able to use it? And why it's not a grudge purchase. Those are all things that we try and achieve.
I like grudge purchases. I can't say it, but I like it. okay, because you know, of course everyone's the ongeluk elke nou en dan. And then if you're young, you like your apps and stuff, you can interact with it, and it makes it easier for you then to get benefits from it.
Well, that's exactly the point. The other thing about insurance is it's so complex. Yeah. There's things people don't understand, and what's covered and what isn't covered. And the point, well, one of the fundamentals of our product is that it's easy to understand. It's on one page. You see exactly what you're covered for. You know exactly what we pay out. And quite frankly, if it's health or pet or whatever it is, the mechanism and the way it's created is exactly the same thing. So...
Okay, but this app, is this app that I'm going to get separate from the pets?
It looks exactly the same.
Okay, I must get both.
You must get both, and the way in which we treat your pet is exactly like we treat a person.
Okay.
Quite frankly, sometimes people care more about their pets than they care about
people.
Exactly. I've got two sausages, and I care about them.
Yes, sis. Did you?
I just went there.
That's amazing. You must go to the Guinness Book of Records. That's amazing. So, yeah, I also care more about my sausage than anyone else. But what I want to say is that if I have the app, and I'm stupid, so I can download the app, open it up, and it will explain to me questions I might have, and just go further and say, okay, well, if you want to know this, then... talk here or look here.
Casper, but there's more. Because, yes, all of that information is available on the app, but we also communicate with people in the way that they want to be communicated with.
Mm.
Facebook, WhatsApp.
Yes.
Those are the mediums that we use to interact with people.
I like that.
I know. That's how people want us to interact with them. So
these days, people ask... will you marry me on WhatsApp? They don't even ask in person.
Exactly. And there's no ring involved or anything.
No, just a ringtone.
Exactly. So to answer your question, I mean, all of that information is available on the app. But I think the cool thing about it is if you just go onto Facebook and search One Pet, One Plan, you see us over there. If you comment on anything, we have an entire digital team that communicates with you. And it's the way that people want to interact with insurers nowadays. It's not cuck boring where you speak to a robot on the telephone. That's the point.
But now, what I tried to ascertain, if that's a word, last time, and I couldn't, and I'm still trying to, someone like moi. Mm. Okay. So I was of health, but I think it's medical.
Mm.
Hey.
Yeah.
You call it medical. And I was, and I stopped it because I just thought I pay too much per month, and I can just as well pay that for my medicine when I need it. And so I stopped it. But then what would be the benefit for someone like me to do this one plan?
So I think the important thing is medical aids only speak to about 8 million South Africans. And the reason that happens is because they're the only people that can afford it.
Yes,
you need exactly. some sort of solution for the greater general public, and I think that's something that health insurance unlocks. Now, the big difference between health insurance and medical aid is quite simply that medical aids work on a system of cross-subsidization. So what that means is the younger, healthier people look after the older, sickly people. And that's why the price automatically goes up.
Yes.
Coupled with that is the fact that there's something called PMBs, which are prescribed minimum benefits. And what that means is that for that condition, the insurer or the medical aid provider has to cover you. Mm-hmm. Now, health insurance doesn't have that all-encompassing, just throw everything into the pot in terms of risk and everyone needs to pay for it. We look at each individual, which enables us to manage our risk better and enables us to reduce the price of it. So to use your example, the reason you should go onto one plan is firstly because it's easy to use,
yeah.
It's easy to understand, and it's not as expensive as traditional medical aid.
Yeah.
And you get the benefit of both day-to-day cover and hospitalization cover the same way you do as a medical aid, but you don't pay these exorbitant fees for it. So that's the whole point.
It's nice to, you see, for people like myself, is to reopen up and investigate this, because we've closed that door and said, no, we don't want to know about this, bye-bye. Now it's nice to know there is a new way to look at it.
I hate using these words because it's such a cliche, but it is a major disruptor in the market because it is a different way of doing things. Mm. I mean, where else did you hear of or have you heard of medical aids or health insurers where you can literally open up an app, click, click, pay, and you have money on a card and you can pay
somewhere? That's like a dream.
It's a dream. It's fantastic. And it's almost too good to be true, but it's not.
So, Rian, Bernard, do you have medical aids?
Okay, John, no success in...
Dis 'n meerkaatjie.
Ja.
So
want jy betaal fucking baie.
Mm.
En ek is nie iemand wat siek word reg nie.
Not really. No,
af en toe ek is loop neus so dan gaan ek diskem toe en kry vir my
But you know what you something. Do? What you do? Can I tell Take people? God. You fall off stairs and you walk into a wall.
Okay, ja.
And then you need someone to have a look at that.
Yeah, like bigger things. I normally get, like, if something's wrong, it's like a week in a hospital or something.
Okay.
But you know why I think you don't necessarily use your medical aid or health insurance or whatever it is, and it's to the point that I raised earlier. It's because it's so difficult to go and claim, and then you've got to pay, and then you've got to claim back from your medical aid.
Yeah, that's
just a ball ache.
Pissed me off.
Yeah, exactly. It's
but do you get the same kind of cover if you're in an accident, you have to go to hospital and get massive operations and...
Absolutely. So, you derive the same benefit, but you don't have this unlimited benefit that medical aids have. The scary thing about the industry is no one actually gets close to whatever that limit is. So when you talk about dread diseases and you talk about cancer, well, what if I get cancer? How does your product cover us? Absolutely, it covers you. And the way in which we've designed the product is that you don't go what over that annual limit. So you'll always get cover the same as anyone else on a medical aid receives the same cover. But the reason we're able to afford it, or the reason why it's so much cheaper, is because we manage your risk differently to a medical aid, where it's got this unlimited portion to it. You've got to price that unlimited portion into a product. So all that medical aids do is they just pass on that cost to you.
Mm.
So back to your example, you would use it more if it was easily accessible, but it's not. It's a pain in the ass. That's why you don't go to the doctor.
Mm.
And that's why you only use it when you fall down the stairs. So that's the point.
And it is on Apple and Android. It's called OnePlan.
Exactly. It is available on both mediums. And we've recently launched in like Mauritius as well.
Huh?
I've just flown in from Mauritius now.
You're lucky bastard.
Well, you say that. It's not all pina coladas and and beaches, unfortunately, when you're in Port Louis. But the reason we've deployed over there is because we can deploy anywhere. The technology, as long as you have the infrastructure built, it doesn't matter whether we're here or in Mauritius or wherever we are. It's something that the public wants. There's a huge demand for it. It's back to this demystifying insurance and medical cover. So the technology will enable us to use it anywhere.
Rian, jy iets?
Ja,
oh God, waar is jy? Hallo?
Thank you. I've been staring at that button for...
I'm so sorry,
Rian. You've been talking the whole time and we haven't heard anything.
That's why. Because I thought Rian is so still. So you also got...
Yes, I've got...
I'm quite amazed that everyone's got.
Yeah, I've had for 10 years and I've spent so much money because it's almost 3,000 rand a month for me.
No, you see, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's literally what you betal. I can leave a fucking month.
So here I am now. I get this one plan and I travel with it on my phone as an app, and something happens, then I will what? That I will go. That was my one stop to go to.
Exactly. So as long as you have the app, so maybe I should explain this as well. The app technology and loading a claim via the app is for your normal day-to-day benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's GP, optometry, pathology. If something happens, like you're hospitalized,
mm-hmm.
we have relationships with all of the major hospitals and you get managed the same way as you do in a medical aid. You arrive, they will immediately admit you, you will go through triage, and they will then case manage you depending on whatever your injury is. So it's exactly the same thing. The look and feel is the same. But obviously the technology and the app and the day-to-day, I mean, you're not going to use it if you're in a car accident and you go, sorry, guys, I just need to load a claim via the app. I mean,
you're
potentially lying there in a thousand pieces. You know? So the look and feel from a hospitalization perspective is exactly the same. And there's no concerns about, well, will I receive treatment? Will I be admitted? Mm. Absolutely will. It's exactly the same.
Because the thing is that what we have, even though some people who do have insurance and some who don't, like me, is you have that worry factor of, will I be able to do this? Will I be able to get an operation? You know, that's the questions always on your mind.
But that's what a lot of medical aid providers and health insurers and like life insurance providers trade on. Mm. They trade on the scare factor.
Yes.
You know, well, what happens if you get cancer? You know, you need comprehensive cover. You need, well, that's all great, but with that comes a cost.
Yeah.
And you've got to evaluate, is the cost versus the benefit? And unfortunately, up until now, you actually only have one choice. It's either medical aid or fuck all. So
that's it.
So it's either one or the other. And we're offering to close that gap. And say, well, there is something else, and quite frankly, it speaks to the greater part of South Africa, and it's something that's easily accessible. And that's really how One Plan was born. You know, we kind of looked at, well, what are the needs of, you know, the general public, and the needs, quite frankly, are we need an alternative, and we need a more affordable alternative. Mm. The fact that that's underscored by technology is just an added benefit.
Yeah. But someone like Rian now, can he go get the app and then he will be able to see how much he would have to pay versus what he's doing currently at the moment and then decide what he wants to do?
Absolutely. I mean, the first step should quite frankly for you be just go on the website and just have a look at the plans. And as soon as you open up the website, oneplan.co.za or via the app, there's a page that talks about the plan comparisons. It's very easy to understand. There's one table that says, this is your benefit on day-to-day, hospital, etc., and here's the next plan. And it scales up all the way from $300 to $1,000.
Yeah.
And obviously, the level of cover that you have is commensurate with, you know, the higher the plan, the better the cover. But 1,000 rand is still a far cry from the $3,000 that you're currently paying.
Yes.
And, you know, at some point you go, okay, well, there's a limit on certain cover. Yeah, but you've got an extra $2,000 a month. If you want to take that and stick it in the bank for a catastrophe scenario, well, then that's cool, you know. And if you want to use that money and use it to buy something else or gear it for something, well, then you have that ability to do that.
Okay.
But I think, you know, another important factor is some cover is better than no cover.
Yeah.
That's for the person that doesn't have cover.
Mm.
And
that's me.
Correct.
That's the Caspers in life.
I was just being diplomatic. Yeah, but yeah, I meant you.
Thank you.
And so some cover is better than no cover, but also you don't always have to go in all in, you know, belts and braces. You know, there is a measure of, you know, you need to have a look at what your needs are, and you also don't want to pay an arm and a leg for that. You know, you want to pay a price that's affordable.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
Well, it's kind of scary that you say that only 8 million South Africans have cover. That's really scary. Out of 60 million, I think that's crazy.
Well, 45.
45 million. And are you finding that a lot of other medical aids are going to copy and paste your plan?
Look, I think there's a lot of that, and I know that we aren't speaking about pet, but pet insurance is a perfect example. Like, all of a sudden, you see this proliferation of pet insurance guys in the market. You know, watch Carte Blanche, there's someone there, you listen to the radio, there's more pet insurance everywhere. So, to answer your question, I think it's better awareness. People are starting to become more aware of alternatives, of other options that are available in the market, and absolutely, as they see, well, there's an alternative like insurance and health insurance, you're starting to see more and more people starting to offer it. So yes, I think it is an expanding part of the market. The regulator is trying to create some regulation around that. Oh. So they refer to it as the demarcation regulation. So what is health insurance? What is medical aid? And, you know, does the public know the difference? And they're trying to regulate that. So I think there'll be a clearer understanding of that going forward. But certainly for the time being, health insurance is an alternative to medical aid. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's well, I'm definitely going to go, and I'll give you some feedback, Sven.
I'd love that.
Of what I've decided, because I'm at that stage of my life that you know, the chances of me needing something is quite bigger now than 10 years ago, and so you have to be prepared. I'm not.
Absolutely. And I think another important factor is we don't have like a late joiner penalty the same way as medical schemes. So if you had to join
we
penalize you because you're joining late.
Yeah.
We'll underwrite you and we'll have a look at your conditions, your risk.
Well, I'm mad, but that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. As long as you're physically okay, we don't care if you're mad.
Yes. That's okay. Okay, and then that's not good. So you'll take it by individual.
Exactly.
I have one more question, Carsten.
Sure.
So what's the start, the cheapest plan that you can take, especially for your people that earn minimum wage? Do they have the option of using the plan?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know tax credits and all of that is fallen away as part of the last budget speech. But for as little as 3 hours, I sound like a salesman. That's not the intention. But
yeah.
for about $300, you can get a decent plan with a decent amount
of
cover.
That's very cool.
Which really speaks to the blue collar worker and the person out there that, quite frankly, doesn't have thousands of rands in order to get some cover. But kind of a good measure is for about 600, 700 rand, you get a decent plan that's got a component of day-to-day benefits and hospitalization cover.
Oh.
So, you know, that's still like 600 rand is a far cry from the 3,000 rand or whatever you pay. So I think that's your answer. There is a plan available for every income bracket. So that's the idea.
That's very nice. That's very, very nice.
I wanted to play you something, but I'm not going to play it now. I'm going to play it, but I just remembered something that will be very apt for you, Sven, and it's a dog. And I mean, let me just find it. Now, this is a dog. Oh, shame. He loves ambulances. So when you play an ambulance, he imitates. Let's see whether we can hear it. No, that's not the dog, eh? The dog is listening. Isn't that sweet?
That's amazing. I wonder if you can do that with an ice cream truck as well.
I think it's got to be German Shepherd or what's that other bloody
Schnauzer
dogs? Yeah. Now, I want to play you this. I wanted to ask you some, it's like a speed date question. Do you like Agatha Christie?
I do. little bit of murder mystery?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I watched a movie the other night, mm-hmm. and it's called Murder on the Orient Express.
Mm, so did I.
Oh, okay.
Amazing, with Johnny Depp.
That's right. So did you realize who sang the last song?
I don't think I finished it.
Oh, but you know who did it, eh? Can you remember who did it?
I don't.
Well, that's a cop movie then, eh? But then at the end, it's quite an interesting twist at the end. Will you come home? But then they play this song.
Will you stay with me?
Now, try and remember who plays in this movie. It's one of them who sings this. Not Judi Dench.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, who else is in it?
Penelope.
Yeah.
No, this one's not got an accent.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Look, in truth, I've kind of watched that movie like 20 times, but I keep falling asleep because I watch it at night. So I haven't made much progress.
I'm like that as well. Yeah. Some movies you just can't get past, and let me start again, because especially with a murder mystery, you've got to remember things.
Well,
otherwise,
the
twist will be not
and
surprised.
I don't give it away.
No, I won't.
I'm just going to ask. Have you seen the end?
No, I haven't seen the end.
No, the end is, you'll remember then.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Let's spoil it for him.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, I'm just kidding.
But let me just tell you, Michelle Pfeiffer did or did not do it. So that's what I can tell you.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, you didn't give it away. That's very exciting.
It's a very clever clue.
It was nice meeting you, Sven.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
and I really enjoyed being on the show.
See you again, and I'll give you feedback.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Let me know.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us. Stay well. Cheers. Bye. This is CliffCentral.com.